You're
all set?
Okay.
Hey, let me send this to... Right.
How much notice did you have that you were going to pitch today?
Well, as soon in the morning when I was warming up in the bullpen, my coach told me that they'd go in myself on the mound, so I had to go up on the mound and I pitched the game out there.
Now, but Pedro was going to start originally, right?
Yeah.
So how long before the game started did they make that change? It was pretty late, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes before the game had started that my coach came and told me that Pedro ain't feeling well. And that me and myself have to go and pitch.
So had you done a typical amount of warming up beforehand, thinking that you might get to pitch today at some point, or?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't that much of a shock that you got the start, so to speak.
Okay. Yesterday my coach told me that I have to pitch today too.
Okay. So you figured you would pitch at some point. It was just a question of whether or not it was going to be as a starter or a reliever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you pitch? I mean, how'd you pitch compared to a normal game for yourself?
Well, in the first third inning, my speed wasn't as normal. And then when we went up four runs, then I was like more comfortable on the mound, and so I pitched well.
And you seemed like you were really trying to work the corners quite a bit. Was that, I mean, from up top, that looked like game plan just as much as any pitch that you threw. Was that?
Yeah,
my
catcher was asking me inside, outside, curveball, so I had to pitch what he told me to pitch.
Yeah. Chadwick, maybe just talk a little bit about ask you how he pitched compared to how he normally pitches.
Well, he normally pitches very hard. I think today he was throwing 78, 79. Normally he's throwing 85, 84, so I guess, but he hit the corners very good. So at some point you got to realize it's not about the speed, it's about the target you're hitting. So. So I guess the corners were working well today. I told them to calm down, we'll come back. They know we got like the speed and ability, aggressiveness to come back in the game. So I told them relax, get outs one by one.
Maybe Marvin, let me ask you this. Your first four runs were unearned. They came as a result of errors that they made. And I'm just wondering, and I haven't seen you play this week, I did see you play last year. This is something that you guys typically do, is that try to use your speed to take advantage when other people make mistakes. Maybe just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that I was trying to do that. I got a lot of speed, so I have to put the ball in the gap and run. And my coach told me to do a bunt, and it was all good. So I'm glad about it.
How is the grass on this infield compared to other infields that you play on for bunting, because you were able to kill that ball about 35 feet down the line? Was it?
Well, in Aruba, we play almost on rocks. it's easy to do it here. So that's the result.
How good are you at dending the ball on the rocks?
Not so bad.
I want to ask you guys, all three were here last year, right?
Yeah,
I don't. Any or all of you can answer this as far as I'm concerned, but just maybe talk about how last year's experience, and not so much necessarily winning last year, but just being here last year, has made things easier for you coming back again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Well, I think that last year we got to see that with our feeling, so we saw the field. When we won the Latin America Championship, we told the guys, how about the field? It's far, so we gotta hit the ball in the gaps. Start pitching very well. They have a lot of contact hitters, so it's like normally you don't see very much strikeouts. So I told them it's like an advantage for us, for the five that came back this year. It's like you know the field already, you know the cold, when it's hot. You know that you gotta be aggressive all the time. So we told the guys and cheer them up so they come here too.
Marvin, did you come in here this year feeling any more confident coming back because of what you had done last year?
Yeah, we the five who come last year and this year, we job is to guide the other youngest ones. So we have to do the job and they follow us. And it's a good experience for us coming the second year here.
Raymond, did you pitch at all last year in the tournament?
No, last year I wasn't pitching. Last year I was playing shortstop.
Okay, so was this your first pitching appearance in the Senior League World Series over the last 2 years, right? You pitched probably in the Latin American tournament, but in terms of being in Bangor, this is the first time you pitched?
No, I had pitched the second game.
Okay.
And yesterday I pitched like 20, 30 balls.
Okay, so you were comfortable with the surroundings and all that kind of stuff, and there were no nerves that way. How about you? Anything different about this year as opposed to last year for you, being here for 2 years in a row?
Well, it's a good experience. Last year we had more power hitters, and this year is more, and we had play with more team spirit. So, and this year we got more speed on the base path, and we like to show the other guys them what we did last year, and then we're going to go with a world champ this year again.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you in terms of pitching, I mean, you didn't strike out a ton of guys, I think six maybe. Maybe just talk about the defense behind you, because no errors. You scored 400 runs, but you also committed no errors, so you didn't give them any chances. Maybe just talk a little bit about your defense.
Well, my catcher was, the defense was good. My catcher was going to pitch outside, then my second base and first baseman have to be ready for a ball, a ground out, a fly ball. And same thing on the other side from the infield. The third base and shortstop have to be ready on the inside pitch. And I had to trust my
defense.
So I just pitch well and take all the outs.
And tomorrow you guys have a...
No, we're off tomorrow.
I know you're off tomorrow for baseball purposes, yes. But yeah. My understanding is you're taking a road trip.
You
went last year, right?
Yeah.
Maybe just talk about what that was like for you last year, and I assume you're looking forward to going back this year, right?
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I'm looking forward to this year again. I don't know, it's like you feel free, you know, after four games back-to-back, so then you come to relax, have a nice day, chill, prepare for tomorrow, for the semifinals. That's what I'm about, man. We love it.
What's on the menu, do you know?
I think we're going to...
Lobster. Going down to that house in Hancock, right?
Yeah. I think it's lobsters and
hot dogs.
Had you ever had that before last year?
But
lobsters?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We had.
So you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
Did you have Maine lobsters?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
The bigger.
Yeah. Right. Let me ask you this. I mean, you're not assured of anything yet, I don't think. But I mean, you got three wins, so you're in pretty good shape.
Yes.
Is it good to have the last day off of pool play as opposed to having another day off, do you think?
I think, yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, do you feel like you can use the rest at this point?
Yeah, the thing is that we had three night games, so we got like a night game, another night game, another night game, so three night games after all, and we played tomorrow, so we didn't get a lot of time to sleep or rest because we got to the hotel about 11:30. We went to sleep like 1 o'clock after eating and stuff. We have to wake up like 8 a.m, so it's not nice. So I think the last day off is pretty good for us to relax and get back in shape for the semifinals.
Yeah, it's almost like a day and a half off now.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys see on Facebook where we put some videos of what the field looked like in the winter?
Yeah. They told me you could walk over the fence. Muhammad.
Yeah. Well, very good. I'm all set. Thank you.
Can you talk about the balance on your team? You had nine players that got at least one hit. And just talk about your balanced attack. And is that normal for you guys to have that many guys produce?
Oh yeah. I think we're still looking into the lineup. You know, so who you can bring in and bring out. It's sometimes you don't play with the same lineup you had like we played in Latin American Championship. So you're still like feeling, and today we made a change with a second hitter, which is Ray Patrick and Imperator. He became, so Ray Patrick went at a six hitter and Imperator came in as second. And it resulted us because Imperator did his job as second hitter, and Ray Patrick, we took some pressure off him and he did his job on the six in the sixth spot. So, and be coming back on the pitching also, because I told him yesterday he was going to pitch. So, and I knew Pedro is staying in my room. So I know Pedro was a little, he had a little flu. So we tried him. I still tried him in the bullpen this morning, but we had Ray Patrick also warmed up early, so it wasn't a surprise for him that he was going to open the game. So that's why I was ready for anything happen to Pedro. But Pedro, I think he was ready after he wanted to relief. He felt better. But I told him, you know, let's hold on. We're going to go with Ray Patrick. I don't think we need Ray Patrick anymore pitching. So now he has to concentrate on playing third base, playing shortstop, and hitting the ball. Okay, so then we made it up like that. So we're going to be ready for the semifinals.
Can you talk about these guys talked about it a little bit, but talk about the differences in this year's team and last year's team?
There are differences, I would say. I think mentally these guys are stronger than the one we had last year. Like they said, we had more sluggers. The guys that hit balls further, but this is a running team. Comparing last year, we stole a lot of bases, but you got to check with who we stole those bases. I think we stole like 10 bases against in the first games against Asia Pacific last year. But this year, you know, we have a heavy field. It was a rainy, so you couldn't run as much as you normally do. But we have a running team, and it is a hitting team. But it's just, you know, adjusting and getting used to the spot where they're in, and let's hope it is going to result, because these guys can hit, believe me. But we haven't seen it yet, so let's hope it's going to be. But we're going to go back, like they said. We slept. We had three night games. We slept late those days, and then we had this morning game. So it was a little difficult. I felt the team like today a little like tired. So this off day, 1.5 day, like you said, would be a good rest for us, and to come back and practice a little, check, go over the mistakes, and we'll take it from there.
Important to get a complete game out of him today. I mean, in terms of preserving your pitching staff, or hopefully what's to come.
Yeah, we really needed it today. So because Pedro, like I said, Pedro was feeling sick, so it's best otherwise we had to go with Imperator. And then after this game, losing him today would put us that we have all the pitchers back available for the upcoming game, the semifinals. All depends on the semifinal, because you have also a situation now that if Central beats West, and then there's a triple tie, and we're going to see the runs permitted, I think, I guess. So let's wait on that result. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Anybody's assured of anything yet, are they, Ryan, that you can think of in terms of that pool? Midland can go 3-1 with 2 wins, and that would leave Hilo at 3-1, and you guys at
3-1.
So then it comes down to what, defensive run differential or something like that?
No, runs permitted.
Okay.
Runs permitted.
Yeah.
So. And I think we're good in it.
Would be first, yeah. But in that scenario, I think everybody would have been, you know, all beating each other. So.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.